guys for inviting us down here. Thank you for this opportunity.
So my walk with the Lord, it's crazy how whenever I was thinking about what I was going to tell you guys for my testimony and how I was going to lay it out here, how the Lord kind of brought something up, something that I completely forgot. So when I was in middle school, I would hang out with this kid named Daniel Gordon, and we hung out all the time. He lived in the neighborhood. We were always riding bikes together, playing basketball, doing stuff like that. And so Daniel was saved in his Christian home. His parents were always going to church, and I remember his parents planting seeds when I was super young, 5th, 6th, 7th grade. And every year Easter would come around, and they'd be like, "Damien, do you want to hear the real story of Easter?" And I would always tell them, "No, quit shoving your religion down my throat." I was like this mean kid. I didn't want to hear about it at all. I played it off like I was joking. They would laugh, but I was being serious. I really didn't want to hear about it, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just how I was raised. I don't know. But I was really against hearing about God. And I remember any time in science, because me and Daniel were in the same grade, so we were always in the same science class. Anytime evolution got brought up or something, he would refuse to take the test if it had a question about it on there. He was taking a stand, and I just remember making so much fun of him for that. This, like, I was, "You're an idiot, dude. Your grades are slipping because of this, blah, blah, blah. It's not, how do you even know what you believe is real? And they're all teaching this. There's all these books." And I was, I was a lot different than I am now. Let's just say that. I was really against God and hearing about God and all this stuff. And then my freshman year came around, and this is kind of where I first started seeking the Lord. I had a friend that told us she had cancer, that she was diagnosed with cancer, and I didn't know what to do. I was 13, 14 years old, and I thought some girl in my grade that I was super close to has cancer now, right? So I started praying to whoever, whatever, doing whatever, all these, like, praying the rosary, all this stuff. Whatever I could to heal her cancer or whatever. And at this time, my parents were going through a divorce, too. So they were fighting all the time. And I never wanted to be home. So I'd wake up early and I'd go on walks around the neighborhood, go find something to go do that wasn't at home. And about that time, First Baptist of Blue Springs was opening up like a little pilot church deal inside an elementary school gym that was in my neighborhood. So I'd started going to this church, and I was sitting in, and it was one of those rock concert kind of deals. We'd play K-Love, and then they'd tell you about how David slew Goliath, and that was about it, right? And one of those feel-good messages to get you to next Sunday to where you come back. And I remember talking to the pastor a little bit there, and he was telling me, he's like, "Oh, you know what'll really help your friend? You need to get baptized. We need to get you baptized. It's going to get please the Lord. It's going to get you saved," all this stuff. And so they took me down to their main hub is what they call it. It's this big, giant mega church on 291. And so they take me into this back room, and they, like, put this video camera on me. And they're, like, asking me these questions, like, "Why do you want to get baptized? How'd you come to our church? How'd you find us?" But they never really told me the gospel. They never told me about what Jesus did for me. They never told me any of this stuff. But by golly, after I got baptized, I got the t-shirt that said, "I believe," right? So I thought I was saved and going to heaven right there. And then about a week later, I think Satan seen that I was searching for the truth. And he seen that I was looking for it hard, right? So about a week later, I found out that my friend didn't really have cancer. She faked it, made it up for attention. And all this stuff. So I thought all this, me following the Lord, trying to get her healthy or whatever, was fake. And I was just putting it in my own head. None of this is real. And I turned far from God after that. And about my sophomore year of high school, I met Dylan and Justin. And misery loves company, right? I was not someone you wanted to hang around with. We didn't have very many friends. And so all we did was just hang out together, small group of guys, do drugs, and nobody ever wanted to hang out with us. And I get why, right? I wouldn't want to hang out with me either. So we would get into a lot of trouble together, doing a lot of drugs together, and that really, we grew closer through that because we were all we had, right? None of us liked our parents. None of us had any other friends or nothing. And so, yeah, we really grew closer there, and we started seeking the truth. We didn't know what the truth was, but we were trying everything. We were whatever there was, we were going to try it, and we were going to try to figure out the answers to the universe and all this stuff. We were crazy. We thought we were going to be successful businessmen. We were going to start businesses, all this stuff. We don't need college. We were reading, like, Grant Cardone books and all these self-help books. And we were going to do it on our own, and you weren't going to tell us we weren't. And then I got this girlfriend that was going to church. So that changes everything. Now I've got to be this nice guy. I'm going to go to church with her. I'm going to read a Bible. I'm going to do all this stuff, try to impress her, her family. And so I started going to this church called Valley Community Church in Grain Valley, another elementary school gym, but not the same one. It was a different one. Now, it was about the same kind of church, though, but it was a different elementary school. And again, it was K-Love music and the same. There's more fellowship and friends getting together than telling you the truth about God. And I would always remember at the end of every sermon or every service, the pastor would say, if you need to accept Jesus in your life, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you. And they counted that. They were like, I remember Dylan saying one time, he's like, I don't know if my dad's saved. And they're like, well, I watched your dad raise his hand. It's like, whatever that means, okay. But so they thought that was it. If you raised your hand and they prayed for you, you were saved. And so I started reading the Bible, and this was late April of 2020. We started reading the Bible, and I was reading the New Testament. I was going to finish the New Testament by the end of the year, and I just made it through Romans. And then we went on a Colorado trip. And this trip to Colorado was kind of eye-opening to me. It's where I started to realize, like, there has to be a God. There's no way that all this is accidental. Colorado's a beautiful place. If any of you been there, you know what I'm talking about. There's no way that all that is by accident, right? And so I just started thinking on that. And I remember reading through Romans 10, where it says, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, I think it probably said, should be saved. I was reading NIV. I don't know what it said. But I knew that's all I needed to do to get saved, but I wasn't ready yet. I still wanted to sin a little bit more and still wanted to do my own thing. So you know how Colorado goes. We come home from Colorado April 28th, and we're getting ready. We were planning to do some more drugs or whatever. And so I was taking my girlfriend home. I didn't want to do drugs around her. I go to drop her off. And I was the only one in my car. I'm driving alone. And the Lord kind of got me alone there. And I parked. And it made me realize, like, this is where my life's going. I'm giving up everything to chase another high, trying to do drugs, whatever drugs I can get my hands on. And it's like I was making a god out of doing drugs. I would skip school to do drugs. I would not go to, like, I was doing drugs all the time. And I could see where my future was going. And I didn't want that anymore. So right there, I kind of broke down, and I just started praying to the Lord, and I asked the Lord to save me there. And I gave my life to the Lord, and I told him, after today, I'll stop doing drugs. And that's not how it worked. Obviously, there was probably 5 or 6 months where I was still going to this other church. I knew I was saved now, but I wasn't growing. I wasn't getting fed. I was in the wrong Bible, and I wasn't changing at all. Then Dylan met Dell. We probably should have had him go first so you guys get the backstory there. But so Dell invites Dylan to Old Pass, and we started going on Thursday nights. We were still going to VCC on Sundays, and Bible study was crazy. When I first showed up, it's Bob's telling you about all this stuff. I'd get 10 minutes in, and then my brain was fried. That was all I could handle. But I loved it, and I just kept wanting to go back and kept getting more and more. And every Sunday, I'd go to my other church, and I was like, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is right. I can see that they're deceiving people here. And it was really making me see that there's the difference in Bibles, the difference in the NIV and how they do their church, the non-denominational, and our stick-to-the-old book pastor, right? And so then one Bible study, I brought my NIV with me. And Bob's talking about the difference in feet and foot and why feet means they're moving and foot means they're standing still and all this stuff. And in my Bible, it just said foot in both places. So I couldn't even, like, fathom what was going on, couldn't understand it. And I don't know why, but that's what was eye-opening to me to the King James Bible. That's how I got into the King James. I don't know why that was it, but that's what it was. So after that, Dylan started doing discipleship And I was very stubborn. So Alex, Sam, and Taylor, some of you guys know them. They were coming over to disciple Dylan. And Dylan told me about it. He's like, hey, I'm going to have these people over. They're gonna tell us their testimonies, lead us through discipleship, whatever it is. I was not cool with it. I was not going to be there for this. I don't need these church people coming into my house telling me what I'm doing wrong and all this. So I wasn't there the first time. I was out driving around, complaining, cussing the whole time about it all. I didn't want it to happen. I didn't want them being there. Second time around, I gave it a try, and I just loved it. I love discipleship, and discipleship really has been, I'd say, the reason why I've grown so much and so quickly. It really just laid everything out for me and helped me out a lot. And that really leads me to where I'm at today. I remember me and Dylan, we were trying to start a Bible study at our old church. We're like, we're not going to be there on Sunday. We might set up for you on Saturday, but we want to hold a Bible study for your church because your people need this. And whenever we went to meet with the pastor for that, we were both saved maybe. Dylan might have been saved a week. I don't know. I was probably saved just a couple months. But we were telling him this, and the pastor, I remember him telling me, he like asked us our story. We told him how we were doing drugs, but now we're saved and we're on fire for the Lord and all this stuff. And I remember him saying, well, I see people go through this a lot and they always go back. Mm-hmm. And so that right there, I was like, okay, I'm done with this church. And ever since then, I haven't looked back. Now, the Lord's done a lot for me since then. I was enlisted in the National Guard at the time. And right when I got saved, so I got saved April 28th of 2020. I was supposed to leave June 14th, 2020 for training, and COVID pushed that back. I had to do my high school graduation, all this other stuff, so that got pushed back a whole year, postponed it. And that's really where a lot of the growth started happening. October, we got into discipleship, and then here it comes again, June 14th of this year, I was supposed to leave for training. And now I've been plugged into this great church that the Lord's brought me to. I did not want to leave. I knew that if I was a one Christian going to an army base, living in a room with 60 other guys, I've already been through basic training. I knew what that was going to be like, and I knew it wasn't going to be good for me. So they make you write this letter whenever you want to request discharge, and my letter said, I found a good church, I want out. Like, it was real short and simple, and I remember them telling me, they're like, we have people write 5 pages and 10 pages, and they get denied on this all the time. But I just had faith that the Lord was going to get me out because he wanted me here. And so I just turned this letter in and just started praying on it. And, you know, the Lord delivered. But so he got me out of the guard that way. And now I'm still here. I probably wouldn't be here today if I didn't get out of the guard. And so it's just amazing seeing how God's worked in my life since then. And that's all I got. But.
Everyone. Okay, thank you, Damien, bro. It's awesome. Dylan, come on up. Sorry, I had you go first.
No, you're good. I don't actually